Hey everyone, welcome back to the HR Sessions podcast with Holly and Sydney. This is Sydney here. We are super excited to have Eric Kershaw with us here today. I've known Eric for like a few months now, I think. When I knew I would move to Chicago, I wanted to be, you know, introduced to the Chicago HR community and what they have to offer. And Eric was literally the perfect person for that. He introduced me to a ton of resources that, you know, we're going to go through today. So yeah, I'm just happy to share what I've learned from Eric and share it all to you. So Eric, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thanks to you, Sydney, and to you, Holly, for having me. I'm really looking forward to this conversation.
Awesome. Absolutely. Well, Eric, we are so happy to have you here. Like Sydney said, we really appreciate your time. And first off, we just a little bit about your background, and if you could just give us an overview just about your career in general. I know that Sydney had looked to see that you had majored in psychology, and we wanted to see, you know, what was your path like all the way from getting your degree in psychology? How did you make it to HR, and how's your experience now?
Yeah, I was a psychology major in undergrad, as you mentioned, and a philosophy minor. So I'm a thinker. And that psychology philosophy combo really had me doing a lot of thinking, and left philosophy behind, but really stuck with psychology, but not in the way that I had anticipated. I thought I might come out and go the clinician route and go to grad school. And that I couldn't really identify what I ultimately wanted to do with psychology, but I knew it was something that was very interesting to me. So I put grad school on hold indefinitely, as it turns out, and I had to pay for rent and bills. I had moved to Chicago with some friends, and I needed a job. So I went to a temp agency that, as fortune would have it, I suppose, placed me in an HR assistant role. Mm-hmm. With, at the time, Levy Restaurants. They're headquartered here in Chicago. They do sports and entertainment food service around the country. And I, even as a psychology major, really didn't know much about human resources. Mm-hmm. And so I started from the very beginning, from the ground floor, to figure out what is HR and how could it be done, and what does it look like, at least in the company that I worked for. And I mean, fell in love with it in some ways. Mm-hmm. I got to work with people and understand why people did gravitated towards certain work and certain relationships and away from certain work and relationships. And it brought psychology in into the mix in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And long story short, I guess because I'm loyal this way, I stayed with Levy Restaurants for 16 years.
Yeah.
Until Eric, I decided to go off on my own.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, 16 years. Like, that's incredible. And I loved your career growth within that as well. Like you said, you started off assistant, ended up director. And I was curious, like, how you, I guess, got up to the director level, you know, kind of what were you doing day to day to get those promotions, or just how did that look like within those different roles?
I really was curious, you know, and I think that's so much in life that comes to us if and when we are curious, you know, and we're open to whatever comes our way. And I really enjoyed the generalist aspect of human resources, where I could have my fingers in various things, you know, mm-hmm. that I could, it wasn't the same thing all day long. There was always something different that I had the opportunity to be a part of. And as I sort of grew my skill set and I became involved with various things along the way, I was fortunate enough to work for somebody who recognized my potential. And I can't emphasize enough the power of really working not only for a good company who recognizes potential and rewards it, but for a really good supervisor. working for somebody with whom you have a really solid working relationship, who recognizes what you bring to the team and puts you in a position to grow your skills and to take on new responsibilities and tasks. And so just sort of naturally, over the course of those 16 years, I was able to move from assistant to coordinator, manager, senior manager, and eventually director, simply by being curious about what more could I do, and what could I learn, and what impact could I ultimately have on this organization?
No, Eric, that's great. I wanted to comment earlier about the psychology piece, because I know Sydney and I are very early in our careers, but I would say just the whole aspect of working with people, a lot of different personalities, like I'm seeing it through that a lot of psychology is tied in with an HR role. So no, I thought that was awesome. And then definitely to your point of just having the right person in place to want to grow you and put you in that next position. I'm kind of in that situation right now. I'm very curious. Not quite sure exactly what next steps are for me, but it's very motivating to hear about your experience. So all good points.
Well, you know, it's certainly, I mentioned the value of working for somebody who sees your potential, but I don't want to disregard the value of introspection. You can't rely on somebody else to be the one that's always throwing opportunity your way. You have to pursue it yourself. And I think there are a lot of folks out there who really rely on others and haven't done the hard work of introspection to show up confident in the value that they're bringing to a team or to an organization. And, you know, at times I've been almost painfully aware of those things that I felt that I did well, but also painfully unaware of the things that I could be doing that I wasn't doing. And the last thought that I'll mention related to this is the pitfall of conflating what you do well with what you're passionate about. And I bet each one of us can look back on work that we've done and thought, well, you know what? That was something that I did well, and maybe I got some enjoyment out of, but I'm not sure if I was truly passionate about it.
Sorry, I was just gonna say, there's a lot of TED Talks, I feel like, out there about like whether you should find a job that you're passionate about or something you do good at or a combination. I feel like that's like a whole other podcast, like you could fill it with just all of this topic.
I've heard it said that you should follow your passions. I've also heard it said that follow what you're good at and the passion will follow. I'm not sure where I fall, but I know that it can get dangerous if you confuse the two.
Yeah.
And along the way, when I've had the opportunity to do work that I was both good at and really passionate about, I think that's when it came alive in a completely different way.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. People, it's really interesting to hear the different career stories, and especially like when people didn't know, you know, they wanted to go into HR, they didn't anticipate that, and then it does turn into that passion or something they're good at or a combination. So yeah, just love to hear about that. But yeah, let's move on to the next topic. Something we're both definitely familiar about, and I think kind of the main reason we were connected, is HR Hot Seat. Holly and I love HR Hot Seat, so we're excited to speak about it. But I would love to hear just like a brief description of just kind of what it is and also just how it got started. You recently had, you know, your fifth birthday celebration, which I loved so much. Eric, by the way, update. So you know how I won, you know, the gift card to a bookstore in Chicago. So last weekend, literally my boyfriend's like, we should go to like a bookstore today. And that was October 2nd. And that was the grand reopening of the bookstore. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have $100.
Perfect.
Let's go. Yes. We spent like the whole day in Wicker Park and it was so fun. And yeah, shout out to Semicolon Bookstore. That's a wonderful place to go. So thank you for that. Thank you, Gregory, for the gift card as well. I'll need to send him a picture of all the books I got. But sorry. Anyways, HR Hot Seat. How did it all get started?
So HR Hot Seat is an inclusive mastermind community. That's what we call it. The tagline that I came up with along the way is real HR pros solving real HR problems. Mm-hmm. I think you can go anywhere to be a sponge and to soak up information, but it was important to me to create a space where people could both learn and teach at the same time and be influential and share what they've learned, regardless of title or tenure. You know, we go to too many events where the people sitting on stage in the spotlight, you know, are called director or VP or something like that. And you get the sense that, you know, you don't deserve the spotlight until you've reached a certain number of years, you know, in your discipline or a certain title. And I wanted to show that everybody brings equally valuable perspective and experience and expertise to a problem-solving conversation. And going back to the psychology, Holly, that cognitive diversity of that diversity of problem-solving style and communication style makes us so much stronger together than any one of us would be on our own. So our members do come together for free, entirely for free, on a monthly basis to tackle common challenges related to their HR work or their job search. And what we do isn't rocket science, but I feel like we're giving people a space, a safe, confidential space to have the conversation that they've always wanted to have and haven't been able to find elsewhere. When I left my corporate HR role and started my company, Harmony Insights, I do work around the DISC personality assessment. I wanted to stay in front of HR professionals. And more than that, I wanted to network and grow my network in a way that was uniquely comfortable, I think, for me, and fruitful and enjoyable as an introvert. Mm-hmm. And I was doing so much networking that felt transactional and superficial. And so I decided to create the space for HR professionals that I would want to be a part of, you know, where you can show up, connect very meaningfully with people, and leave feeling not only that it's been a fruitful experience, but it's been enjoyable because you've really gotten to know people in a meaningful way. And so that's what we try to continue today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're so fun.
Well, Eric, I only have attended one session of the HR Hot Seat, but I have nothing but great things to say about it. And I just kind of wanted to share a little bit of how my experience went. But so whenever we got together on the call, of course, Eric introduced and kind of walked us through how the session was going to go. And later in that session, we had, I think it was 8 topics that we were able to choose from in the chat of what room we wanted to go in to discuss. So mine was over employee engagement, especially through the hard times of COVID and what things we were experiencing in our company, and how we were able to motivate people through these hard times. So I sat in that group. I believe there was like 6 of us, and we were all spread out over Indy and other areas. So we were just talking about what difficulties we were going through. And it's so funny because we get consumed in our day to day and we think that only we are going through this hard stuff. But it was so awesome to share the stuff that we were talking about because I was able to relate. So I currently work in a warehouse setting, and the individual that was running the session, she was also in a warehouse, and she was saying, you know, we're experiencing X, Y, and Z. And I was like, wow, you know, we're seeing the same things here. This is how we've tackled. You know, it's very hot in the warehouse. COVID obviously has disrupted a lot of production. So people are, you know, not motivated or behind on work. So trying to think of ways to bring that up. So it was just so awesome to relate to other people and kind of work through how we solved those issues. And I even got some ideas that we were able to bring here on site as well. So it was so helpful. We also got to meet one-on-one with people and kind of talk about just who we are, where we work, and you know, what we do. So it was also just a huge networking opportunity. I got so many connections after on LinkedIn. We're able to dive into those discussions. So great session. So happy I was able to attend, and I'll definitely look forward to the next one. But Sydney, what do you think? How was your experience?
Yeah, I mean, fabulous as well. And one thing I'll say, it's nice with the sessions because you can pick a topic that you're like Holly's saying, like you're dealing with it as well, and you can give someone advice, but then the other people can give you advice as well. So like I joined one about being a perfectionist, which is like super relevant to me right now, like working in a startup. I'm just like, oh, I don't want to put this out there. You know, it's not perfect yet, you know, and people gave advice about kind of, you have to just put the good enough like seal on it, you know, and just put it out there, get feedback, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. So yeah, it was just really nice. And, you know, Eric, like you said, inclusive, that's a perfect way to describe it. Like, it's so fun. Like the chat is just like, there's constantly new chats flowing in and out, and it's really fun. But yeah, and I wanted to share, Eric, if you wanted to talk about ways that people can be involved. So the next session, October 18th, 14th, when is that again?
So we have 11 different chapters total,
Oh yeah.
and
How about that?
the one that I personally facilitate is the one that I started with, which is our Chicago chapter. And our next event is coming up on the 14th, which I believe is next Thursday, if I've done the math right on that.
Yes.
And yeah, so it is entirely inclusive. Everybody is welcome. You know, we prefer that people have HR practitioner experience, and we're using HR broadly defined. That's learning and development, talent acquisition, change management, organization development. There's a lot sort of under that umbrella, but as long as people show up willing to have an HR-focused problem-solving conversation, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, my little sister came and she's a sophomore in college studying HR, and she was actually in the same breakout room as me. We just picked the same one accidentally, but she was able to contribute the conversation as well. So yeah, it's definitely an inclusive place where everyone can participate. But so yeah, this is the Chicago one, but you have multiple, locations, and you're trying to expand it, right? Like, aren't you looking for someone for an indie chapter? Is that correct?
Always. So we have 11 different chapters, and a few of those chapters could use leadership at this point. You know, it's a licensing model, so each chapter is licensed. And so I typically partner with small business owners, business development professionals for larger organizations, people who serve HR professionals and want to give them a refreshing new networking opportunity in their local market. You know, maybe there are already networking opportunities available for folks, but maybe some of those opportunities are stale. You're just not giving HR professionals what they crave, really, which is that meaningful connection. And so I will partner with folks to license a new chapter, and we could use some leadership in a few existing chapters. But honestly, wherever HR professionals are craving this sort of discussion, that's where I would like for HR hot seat to be. And that really opens us up to pretty much the entire world.
No, I love, like, there were people, like, there were international people on the call, and they'll be like, yeah, it's 12 a.m. where I am, or like something like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're so dedicated. So and you used to have these, and I know you're might change it to hybrid, but you used to have these in person, right?
Yeah, we began in person, and really until March 2020, everything was in person on a monthly basis. And for my Chicago chapter, you know, we'd be hosted by various downtown companies or companies that had space downtown, like United Airlines. I remember getting 120 or 130 event attendees at United Airlines and the Willis Tower, or I mean, let's be honest, Sears Tower, as we still like to call
I keep saying the Willis
it.
Tower. I am like, switch over.
But yeah, it was in person. And when we went, we didn't skip a beat. And I think that's worth mentioning, you know, at a time when a lot of folks said, well, you know, we're going to pump the brakes on what we're doing. And sometimes for good reason. You know, I'm not trying to disparage those decisions, but we decided, you know what, we're going to continue with something virtual. And Sydney and Holly, in the beginning, our virtual events were so clunky. I was sitting on a laptop, and it was, you know, down on the aiming up my nose, and all of the stuff, you know, all of the stuff that you hear shouldn't necessarily be done to facilitate virtual calls. I was doing, and it's taken us 20 months really to get to a place where now we have, you know, intro music, and I'm bouncing back and forth
Fancy.
between camera views, and it's an entirely different experience. But going back to your comment about being a perfectionist, that's something that I very much associate myself with. And in the beginning, it was hard for me to go from this thing that we had polished in person to something virtual that just felt so uncomfortable and so
Yeah,
awkward.
weird.
And it was only with practice, of course, that we've gotten to a place now where things feel still awkward, but a little bit less so.
No, I think you're doing great. I mean, I think I was telling Holly, I went to your like tech 101, event or whatever it was, and Eric was showing me like, his green screen in the back and all his cameras and all of this. I was always wondering, I'm like, do we have the same Zoom? Like, how is he doing this? Incredibly, like, impressive.
What sort of super secret subscription does he have?
Yeah, no, literally, I was like, how is he like doing this music? And you have the view of the Chicago and everything. And yeah, it's just very fun to see. Everyone should join, just to even see that if they're interested in tech, because that is fun to see.
last thing with HR hot seat, volunteer opportunities. How can people get involved if they want to, they go to a session and they just love it and just want to help you out?
Thank you for asking. And people come to me for various reasons. Some people just want to be a member. Some people want to volunteer. Some people want to license a new chapter. And I tell everyone, it starts by creating a free profile at hrhotseat.com. Everything is free. I can't underscore that enough. That is one of the things that separates us from other networking you'll do out there. But it all starts with creating a free profile at hrhotseat.com. And I really want people to get a full sense of what we do before anything else. You know, so associating yourself, regardless of where you are in the world, associating yourself with the Chicago chapter when you're prompted, and then visiting that chapter page to see what upcoming events we have. And as you said, our next one is on October 14th. And then once people see what we do, then that opens up the conversation. You know, if you want to launch a new chapter, if you want to volunteer, for example, we have so many opportunities. We're dreaming up new things every day, and we don't have a board, and we don't have, you know, some of these things that other organizations might. And so we really rely on our volunteers to step forward and say, I'm passionate about this group. I bring something unique to the discussion. And then finding or creating a volunteer role for that person that could involve, for example, making sure that people feel welcome at our events, or, you know, helping me identify hot seat topics to incorporate into our agenda, or where could we use some help these days? Marketing and social media.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of bouncing around doing what I know how to do, but geez, really, if I could get connected with somebody who shows up and says, look, this is a comfort zone for me, I would love to help with our social media efforts. You know, we wouldn't turn anybody away at this point.
Mm-hmm. No, these are great volunteer opportunities. Even if like college students, like if you're listening, that would look great on the resume, and it'd be a lot of fun too. So we'll definitely, you know, promote this all on our LinkedIn and hopefully get you some marketing people or, you know, whatever it is you need. And sorry, one last little thing I want to add about HR Hot Seat is that they have a wonderful Slack. And they have an application in there called Donut where it like matches you up with somebody in the Slack. I've done two Donut meetings and it was people's names that I recognize, but I never actually had talked to them. Super fun. Like they were great. So join the Slack and then you just easily get connected to so many people. So
that's so good to hear. And with regard to your point about students, I love that you mentioned that because you know, what better way to get some to add something to your resume, as you mentioned, but also in the meantime, grow your network and connect with practicing HR professionals and service providers, people who serve HR pros, and get a better sense of what HR can look like in various organizations. And you're getting all of that experience simply by showing up to connect meaningfully with other people. I mean, I really, I'm biased, but I don't think there's any downside to this.
Literally, no. Also, sorry, I keep adding more and more because I keep thinking of all the great benefits. You get, like you said, it's free, and then you get one SHRM certification credit, right?
SHRM or HRCI. We're a recertification credit provider for both. So people who are certified and have to renew every 3 years, if you show up to each of our monthly events, again, all free, maybe 10 of the 12 events that we have over the course of the year, you get a credit for. And so over the course of 3 years, you end up with 30 credits, which is half already of what's required to recertify. And you didn't pay a dollar for any of those. And you grew your network in the meantime and probably learned so much about HR and how you might be able to approach it differently, but also how you can influence others in various ways to support them. And yeah, it is really something special. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about it like this.
Of course. Absolutely. Well, Eric, we so appreciate your time. Last question here. How can people connect with you? Is that on LinkedIn or?
Thank you for asking. So we're in a few different places, but I probably spend altogether too much time on LinkedIn. I really like that platform. I can avoid some of the baloney that you find on other platforms, you know, that you get sucked into. And so I really do spend a lot of time on LinkedIn. So I would love to connect with people there. For HR Hot Seat, of course, it's hrhotseat.com, and everything does start with creating a free member profile there and selecting one or more chapters to belong to, I suppose. And then sort of the balance of the work that I do is around the DISC personality assessment, helping companies and consultants leverage DISC with their teams and their clients. And so that company is Harmony Insights, and harmonyinsights.com is where you can find out more about the DISC work that I'm doing, among other things that I do with regard to speaking at conferences and various things like that. But between DISC and HR Hot Seat, my time is really committed to those two.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. We are going to make sure to drop all those links and ways to connect on our post on LinkedIn. So make sure to check it out. But Eric, again, thank you so much. We appreciate your time and all the information.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Anytime you want to have a conversation about this or anything else, just let me know and we'll get it on the calendar. I always enjoy it.
Yes.